In this bulletin, new restrictions for Melbourne as a COVID-19 cluster grows. More controversy in Canberra over investigations into Parliament House rape allegations. And a state funeral for rugby league legend Bob Fulton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. COVID-19 restrictions for Greater Melbourne will come into force within hours after another 5 cases brought the latest cluster to 9. The restrictions include mandatory face masks indoors and limits on public gatherings. 4 cases announced late this afternoon, a link to a case revealed this morning, a man in his 60s, who health authorities have linked to a Whittlesea family outbreak. Acting Premier James Molino says he's a close contact and could be the missing link in the chain of infection. But while investigations are ongoing, new bans will apply.
From 6 p.m. tonight, private gatherings in the home will be limited to 5 visitors per day. Public gatherings will be limited to 30 people, and face masks will need to be worn indoors unless an exemption applies, and this mask requirement is for everyone aged 12 years and older. This is about giving our contact tracers the time that they need to track this matter down and get on top of it.
Schools and workplaces will remain open, and Victorians who live in Greater Melbourne can continue to travel to regional Victoria. ACT public prosecutions are set to receive a brief of evidence within weeks over rape allegations in Parliament House by former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told a Senate Estimates Committee the investigation into the 2009 incident is close to completion. The fate of a separate inquiry into when the Prime Minister's office was alerted to the allegations has sparked an exchange between Labor Senator Penny Wong and Finance Minister Simon Birmingham.
You're refusing to tell Senator Gallagher and the committee how many interviews with Prime Minister staff you have undertaken, and you can't give us a date by which you're going to give the report. And you can't tell people that the report will be made public.
Senator Wong, the report, as I say, has not been completed yet. The content of it, therefore, is not yet clear as to what would be appropriate or not to make public.
Meanwhile, the report by the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff has found no evidence to verify claims that Mr Morrison's office backgrounded the media against Ms Higgins' partner, David Shiraz. And federal police have revealed there's been a flood of complaints linked to sexual misconduct by federal politicians and staff. In the wake of the Brittany Higgins rape allegations, Assistant Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw wrote to MPs and senators about the need to report to police. He's told a Senate committee 40 reports have been made since February relating to 19 different allegations.
12 reports have been identified as sensitive investigations. 10 matters have been referred to state and territory police for assessment. One matter is still with the AFP for ongoing inquiries. One matter has been finalised. The other 7 matters do not relate to electorate officers, ministerial staff or official establishments. 5 matters were referred to state and territory police for assessment, and 2 were finalised without referral as no criminal offence was identified.
In a report to the Prime Minister on proposed changes to the system, his departmental Deputy Secretary Stephanie Foster has called for better training and safety for staff and an independent complaints process.
There are some complexities around the nature of this workplace. There are significant changes, for example, at election periods, and it's particularly difficult to manage complaints where, for example, an office no longer exists, the parliamentarian is no longer in parliament or whatever. And so what I'm seeking to do is say, how can we get this up and running on a basis that is implementable in the short term?
Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins is conducting a wider review into Parliament's workplace culture. Hundreds of thousands of people in southeast Queensland are without power because of an outage that's hit both urban and regional areas. At least 375,000 customers are without electricity, extending from the Gold Coast to Caboolture near the southern end of the Sunshine Coast. Authorities have confirmed there's been a fire at a power station in central Queensland, but it's not yet confirmed if that's the cause of the outage. In rugby league, the family of Australian rugby league great Bob Fulton will be offered a state funeral by the New South Wales government. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she was overwhelmed by requests for a state funeral. The former Manly player died on Sunday after a long battle with cancer. The AFL remains confident that Melbourne games will proceed this weekend, despite a COVID-19 scare forcing ladder leaders, the Western Bulldogs, into quarantine. The Dogs are due to play second-placed Melbourne on Friday night, and they've been tested and isolated after a staff member visited the High Point Shopping Centre, one of the exposure sites listed in the latest Melbourne cluster. The Victorian government will review the situation in coming days before announcing how sporting crowds might be affected by the outbreak. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 21. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two as well, and 15 degrees. Much the same in Hobart, 15. Canberra, early showers, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, similar, 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny as well, 23 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.